Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I had an NFL.com draft shocker for you, Chris.
I'm listening. I'm ready. Don't make me wait with bated breath. Don't make me beg.
NFL.com says the Steelers will take a quarterback. They have one going in the third round. It is former Alabama national championship winning quarterback, transfer to Oklahoma, Jalen Hurts, who told reporters at the combine that he is not going to test out at other positions. He is a team guy. We know that just based on what happened at Alabama. But he is a quarterback. And NFL.com has the Steelers going with one. Jalen Hurts with that compensatory pick the Steelers are getting for Le'Veon Bell in free agency.
Can I just illustrate, or can I bring up how absurd it is that he even has to answer a question about whether or not he'll try out at other positions for this reason? It's not like he's being projected as an undrafted free agent at quarterback. He's being picked to go within the first 110 or so picks. That's the first half of the draft. It's a 250-some-odd picks draft every year.
Mm-hmm.
Why should he have to test at other positions if he's a middle-round pick? That's absurd. Why would he be thought of as somebody who's a better fit somewhere else? If he was somebody that was a fringe player to not only not get drafted, but like to maybe not even get picked up as a free agent, an undrafted free agent quarterback, okay, fine. The guy's a mid-round pick. Why should it even be brought up that Jalen Hurts would need to go somewhere else and play and
yeah,
try somewhere
Hines
else?
Ward went from quarterback to wide receiver, and it made him a third-round pick at wide receiver, the new position. Hurts is already a third-round pick at the position he's played his entire life.
I just find that to be preposterous.
Unless some people look at him and think he'd be a first-round wide receiver.
But how could you assume that that guy is going to make that kind of transition in a deep wide receiver class?
I haven't seen any.
It's a farce that he would even be asked.
I haven't. Well,
it's a farce. No, if he was a guy who was a fringe draft prospect,
here's what it is, a farce. But here's what I don't think is farcical about that. I don't like, number one, the Steelers using another third-round pick on a quarterback like they did with Mason Rudolph. I don't think that room needs another middle-tier quarterback
prospect.
Neither
do I. This is like buying foie gras when you need milk and bread.
And I also don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be a good NFL quarterback. So I get
he's not a franchise player at the position, I don't think.
I don't think he's a starting NFL quarterback. I don't think there's any evidence
from his career. I think he's a guy who he'll start a couple games here and there. But yeah, I don't.
Well, so is Duck Hodges.
The overall idea of drafting him is ridiculous, in my estimation, because of what they need. They have needs. John Clayton just got done telling us that one of the reasons they kick the can down the road and have so many cap casualties and surmount them is because usually they do a good job of finding very useful parts in the draft. Why on earth are you using what is extremely valuable currency this year, more so than normal because you don't have a first-round pick, on a luxury item? What's he going to do? Play like Slash Stewart role in 1995?
Because at some point they're going to have to find their Ben Roethlisberger replacement.
This isn't the time to do that. This is not the time to do that. You are trying to maximize the Ben Roethlisberger window.
I don't think it's ever a bad decision to take a guy that you think is going to be a franchise quarterback, but I just don't.
Well, yeah, they thought that about Mason Rudolph.
I don't see it.
I would say that was a bad decision, wouldn't you? Neither of us saw it about Mason Rudolph.
No,
we both laughed at that pick on our different shows at the time.
I didn't like that pick.
It was a bad pick.
I look at the Steelers under Kevin Colbert with third-round picks. I'll just give you a rundown here, Chris. Justin Lane last year, did nothing, but he was a developmental player. We'll see. They don't have a good track record with drafting and developing corners. We know that. That's why they have to sign guys in free agency.
Doesn't he strike you as somebody that's big enough physically that they might move him to safety?
Well, what did I tell you about? If he's a raw product, I thought he got drafted by the wrong team.
The Ravens should have drafted
him. Or Bill Belichick. Like, the Steelers don't develop corners. They have to go
outside. Shopping to find them, just like, yep, New England can't find wide receivers.
Correct.
They go shopping to get them.
2017 third-round picks, Cameron Sutton, James Conner.
Injuries to Conner have kind of marred that for me.
Yep, and Sutton really can't get on the field,
Sutton,
even though I feel
Sutton's
like when he plays,
when he plays, nobody has an issue with him. I think he's a useful NFL player.
All right, here's
but they
a
don't
good one. 2016, Javon Hargrave.
Great player. Now he's become a really like
well, great
guy.
Value. Yeah, he's not
great
Aaron
value.
Donald, but that
no,
was a
but
good...
I mean, there's not many guys who are consistently pressuring from the interior like he
third
does.
Third round, 2015, Sammy Coates.
Great for an XFL team, maybe.
2014 third round pick, Tree Archer.
Is that a little bit more of an inspired one?
I think Craig already gave me the time to get out of this segment because he's not amused by the fart noises.
He's worried about the raspberries here. They're not fart noises. It's the raspberries.
Marcus Wheaton, 2013 third round pick.
I didn't hate him as a player, but he did not fit the
Never
profile
developed.
Of what their receivers become after they draft
2012
him.
Third round pick, Sean Spence.
Nope. Matt was a guy with a catastrophic injury.
2011 third round pick, cornerback Curtis Brown.
Next.
2010 third round pick, Emmanuel Sanders.
Good player,
excellent,
but became
pick.
Better with the Steelers after he was out of the Steelers regime.
2009 third round pick, Mike Wallace.
Also good.
2009 third round pick, Keenan Lewis.
That was one that they screwed up. And then, because in terms
good
of
player,
in terms of evaluating him and giving him a contract at the right time,
2009 third round pick Craig Urbick.
I'm not going to do the fart noise again because Craig scared me.
2008 third round pick Bruce Davis.
Oh man, dude, do you ever have players you vividly remember people talking up when they got drafted, like, ooh, and like tantalized by
oh,
the
Oh, yeah,
potential?
He's a Steelers-type player.
Bruce Davis, the kind of guy who was at UCLA, a down lineman that the Steelers can convert into a stud outside linebacker.
2007
yeah, okay.
third-round pick Matt Spaeth, who had a pretty good career. So
a blocking tight end, though.
Yeah,
really.
I would say more misses than hits with third-round picks. They seem...
Two high-profile hits really skew that in favor, like even bring it close to 50-50, and that's Sanders Wallace.
So they find wide receivers there.
Correct.
In that round.
So if you were going to go and look for one in an exceptionally deep class this year of wide receivers, and one of the guys they've already talked to is TCU, Jalen Reagor, who's a first or maybe
Oh, I forgot.
Early
Hold
second.
On. I made a
That's
mis-
the time you get it, I think.
I made a mistake here. I left one guy out.
You?
Deontay Johnson was a third-round pick,
yeah,
too. Because he was at the front end of the third
Correct.
Round because that was the Raiders' pick.
Correct.
And I think he has a chance to be their best wide receiver.
I think he already is. So, I mean, if you think that they need offensive help again, here's a question. Would you go after a guy like Chase Claypool, who people think might end up, like, beefing up into a tight end?
He's working out as a tight end.
Because he's like, what, 6'5", 240 or 238? He was a big guy, but he played wide out there. Why not, like, take a flyer on somebody like that when you have a proven track record of just developing skill?
Because the Steelers have this thing in their head where they don't like tight ends that are just receivers.
Why?
You got to be an inline player. You got to be a blocker.
Because you've got to be able to block for their dynamic running game featuring the oft-injured James Conner and a guy who calls himself Benny Snell football. That's what we're blocking for here?
I agree with you, but when have they had
the old Jimmy Graham route. They haven't. I understand that. They'd rather have the Jeremy Tumans of the world out there. Heath Miller is a poor man's Rob Gronkowski, and that's the best tight end they've had in my lifetime. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.